old business, number of public hearings, but before we do that, let's do the grant requests first. We'll get those out of the way, then Mr. Lank can come up and have a seat for a while.
Thank you, Mr. Dukes. They are heavy today.
They go fast.
Okay. Laurel Little League.
How much?
Mr. Dukes and Mr. Phillips in the past, this is what's been in the past, $250 each for a total of $500.
How much?
Youth activity.
No, I want to give a total of $500. I don't care how it gets there.
It was $250 each.
It was $250 each between
Mr. Phillips. Okay, I believe that total is $500. Thank you.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Jones, to give $250 from Mr. Phillips and my council, Matic.
How about youth activity?
Activity for a tournament that they used.
Hey, gotcha.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I'm going.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips, you want to vote on this? It's Laurel Little League. We just gave $250 yours away.
Okay.
You better come in here. We're getting ready to ding you, buddy.
Yes, motion's carried. Mr. Rogers still leading. He just got in.
But next one.
Milton Community Foundation for the John Milton statue. Mr. Rogers.
$5,000 community reinvestment.
Second.
Oh.
Isn't that what it was?
Yes.
I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, second, and Mr. Cole, to give $5,000 from his community reinvestment to the Milton Community Foundation for the John Milton Statue Project. First thing you know, we're going to have a Lynn Rogers statue over there. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Ronald McDonald House.
Didn't we give them money in?
No, year 4.5.
Budget year 05, they got a county council grant.
Do we have some money left in the human grant city?
If I remember, we gave them $25,000 out of that year ago.
Yes. Right. Yeah. There is a little open in the county council grant. We leave some money open there for requests that come in.
And where is the house?
See, Boynton.
Well, yeah, we have it.
He got the letter. I mean, they tell how many families that they stayed there last year.
Yeah, here's the letter right here. They 486 families from Sussex County stayed, and it was over 2,000 nights. They also break it down that way, how many nights.
So they really do a good job.
Yeah.
In 1 year, that's a lot of nights.
In 06.
Well,
that's all the families.
I got it.
That's just one
person. Okay, how much?
It's up to you.
I'll make a motion we give $2,500 out of our...
What would you suggest?
You could do county council grants. You could do. You could combine it with a community improvement and pull some from county council.
I think we're all total up.
How much is in county council?
You've got about
23
open.
23,000?
Unaccounted for at this point in the budget, but let me remind you it's early in the fiscal year.
Well, that's okay. It's a legitimate request. $2,500 from the Sussex County account.
I think we ought to make it $5,000.
I have Mr. Cole got a motion to give $2,500 from the county council grant account.
Yes.
Do I have a second?
Sure.
Mr. Rogers seconded the motion.
This house is in Wilmington?
Yes, it is.
It's by the DuPont Hospital.
Yeah.
Because that's where DuPont. The really sick kids are.
Well, as Mrs. Webb said, there was 400 and some
486
stayed there last year, and a total of over 2,000
nights
that they stayed.
We'd have kids going to AI DuPont.
And they were all from Sussex County.
Yeah, it's like $100 a night.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
You can make another motion.
End call.
Put it back on and give it to me.
End call.
Did we do that in human
that
service grant
from our list, right?
Yeah, they got a $20,000 grant in budget year 06 and a $20,000 grant in budget year 07. This year we chose some other housing organizations to give our grant money to, but they still submitted their letter and got on the agenda. So
I think they're
purchasing a property right by the fire hall in Georgetown
right.
for their office.
I won't say anything.
I think we just keep moving. I don't think there's enough support to give them anything at this point. We'd make it a budgetary thing.
Dump your shit in the trash can.
Okay.
That a motion? Let's move on.
City of Seaford, the annual community night out against crime and drugs.
What did you do last year?
Mr. Dukes, you did $500, Council Matic.
I'd like somebody to make that motion for me.
Yes.
Midnight basketball?
Huh?
Is that midnight basketball?
No, it's drug out.
Come on, quit talking.
Community night out.
Mr. Jones made a motion to give $500 from Mike Councilmatic, seconded by...
We're gonna vote that you come tonight, just observe.
Second.
Mr. Phillips, to the City of Seaford, community night out. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried.
Town of Blades for their national night out. Mr. Dukes also.
Same thing, $500.
So moved.
Mr. Phillips made the motion to give $500 from Mike Councilmatic.
Second.
And seconded by Mr. Jones. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried.
The National Youth Leadership Forum for Rachel Lynn's for conference costs.
$100. Make a motion to give $100.
Second.
Is that from yours, Mr. Cole?
Well, she lives in Millsboro.
She's in Oak Orchard or somewhere down in Cole's district.
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, $100.
But where's it coming from? Mr. Cole?
Yeah, you want to do youth activity would be good.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, seconded Mr. Phillips, to give $100 from Mr. Cole's Councilmatic to Rachel Lynn's for the conference cost. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Selbyville Middle School for Abigail Brown to participate in the People-to-People Leadership Forum.
Give $100.
I have a motion, Mr. Phillips?
Second.
Second, Mr. Jones, to give $100 to the Abigail Brown People-to-People World Leadership Forum. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Activity. Woodland Estates for fire hydrants.
Who's that? Mr. Cole?
Yeah, $2,500 out of my community reinvestment.
I have a motion by Mr. Cole, seconded by
Second.
Mr. Phillips, to give $2,500 from Mr. Cole's community reinvestment to the Woodland Estates for fire hydrants. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Town of Greenwood for Big Saturday.
Second. Grant.
I have a... motion from Mr. Jones to give $500 to the town of Greenwood, seconded by Mr. Phillips for a Big Saturday event. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Milford Community Parades.
50 each, Mr. Rogers and myself.
I have a motion by Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips to give $250 from Rogers and Jones Councilmatic to the Milford Community Parade. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Delaware Army National Guard for their youth camp. Typically, we've done...
$100 each?
Yeah.
So moved.
I have a motion from Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Cole, to give $100 from each councilmatic to the Delaware Army National Guard for their youth camp. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Chamber of Commerce for Greater Milford for the
250 from Mr. Rogers and myself each.
I have a motion from Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to give $250 from Jones and Rogers Councilmatic to the Chamber of Commerce River Freedom Festival walk. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Mrs. Delaware America Pageant.
Where's
for Buffy Parker, she lives in Seaford, but she is Mrs. Sussex County.
Representing
Sussex County in the Mrs. Delaware pageant.
People from Sussex. I mean, there's only one person from Sussex
County.
She's
probably already won the Mrs. Sussex County and represents them, and now she's gone on to represent.
We've done this before.
No, we have not done this before.
She's not going to New Jersey, you're saying. This is the one that goes to New Jersey?
No, this is Mrs.
That's Miss Delaware.
Delaware.
Yeah, this is just local.
I'll give $200
from my councilmatic.
The only one
coming
from
$250 from Mr. Duke.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to give $200 from my councilmatic to the Miss Delaware pageant. Mrs. Delaware pageant for Buffy Parker.
Buffy.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
The Georgetown Boys and Girls Club.
$5,000.
From where is that coming from?
Even the audience is choking on that one.
Community reinvestment?
Yes.
I have motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to give $5,000 from Mr. Jones' community reinvestment to the Georgetown Boys and Girls Club. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried.
Milton Seniors.
Come on, Cheapy.
$5,000 from Rogers.
Is it five?
$2,500, is that what it was?
$500 last.
$500?
$2,500.
Community reinvestment.
Okay.
Good job, Mr. Rogers. I'm proud of you.
I have a motion by Mr. Rogers, seconded by Mr. Phillips, to give $2,500 from Mr. Rogers' community reinvestment to the Milton Seniors Organization. How old are you, Mr. Rogers?
He's almost there.
Are you there? I can make sure you don't have a conflict.
Yeah. He's got a Meals on Wheels.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
First State Antique Tractor Club. Okay.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by
second.
Mr. Phillips, to give $200 from each Councilmatic to the First State Tractor Antique Tractor Club show coming up at sometime soon at Sam Yoder's. Mr. Cole.
Delmarva Forest.
No.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Stay
Phillips.
With us, George. Stay with us.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes,
motion is carried.
Okay,
Delmarva
now you're up.
Delmarva Forest for a fundraiser.
Right, they do that poker run. I'm going to give $500 to help them with that.
Thank you.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, seconded Mr. Phillips, to give $500 to the Delmarva Forest Muscular Dystrophy fundraiser. Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Thank you. That's it.
While you're leaving your seat, Mrs. Webb, if Mrs. Travillis, you have any introduction of ordinances while Lawrence is changing places, or you staying down there?
Got
coming
nothing.
Up here. You staying down
Robinson,
there?
No.
I don't think so.
No ordinances? Okay.
Are you sitting up here?
You want to sit up here?
We got to pass it.
Right.
Old business.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River Hundred, Sussex County, containing 41.94 acres more or less.
This application changes zoning number 1610 for Burton Pond Communities LLC. It was reviewed by the Planning and Zoning Commission on February 22nd of 2007. Proposal to develop 41.94 acres with 102 units within 15 multifamily buildings. On February 22nd, the Planning and Zoning Commission, as my report will show, on February 22nd of 2007, the Commission deferred action for further consideration. On March 15th of 2007, the Commission discussed this application under old business. Johnson stated he would move that the Commission recommend denial of changes in 1610 for Burton Pond Communities LLC for the following reasons. While the proposed project may meet a growing need for Sussex County, the orderly growth of the county does not justify locating this project where it is proposed. Although it is in an area identified as a development district, the site is not appropriate for this project because, one, the proposed project is out of character with the area where it is proposed to be located. The surrounding area is primarily zoned AR1 with only single-family residential uses. There are no other MR zone properties or multifamily dwellings in the immediate area. While the applicant referenced Baywoods, the multifamily part of that development is oriented to the Long Neck area. Even the perimeter of the Baywoods project nearest this one consists of single-family lots. There is no adjacent MR zone properties to this proposed project. Two, the zoning ordinance states that the purpose of the MR district is to provide for areas that are urban or are expected to become generally urban in character. In this case, Mr. Johnson does not believe that MR zoning is appropriate since the area is not currently urban and will not be developing with an urban character. On the contrary, all the adjacent areas consist of single-family homes and agricultural-related areas. Three, given the character of this area, AR1 zoning is more appropriate since the AR1 district seeks to provide for low-density single-family homes. There was a motion, a second, carried with three votes to forward this application to council with a recommendation that the application be denied for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 3-1, with Mr. Gordy opposed to the motion. Since that was a negative recommendation from the commission, and since it is the policy of council to consider or make decisions on public hearings in the positive and then voting, I've gone to the findings of fact prepared by the developer and proposed condition prepared by the developer, and also added a few of your consideration. I would suggest the following as suggested and proposed findings of fact, if it's in a positive. A, the proposed development's location is appropriate for MRRPC zoning. One, MR zoning is appropriate for this parcel of land. The purpose of the MR zoning district is to provide medium density residential development in areas expected to become generally urban in character and where central water and sewer may be available. The application is consistent with the stated purpose of MR zoning. Two, a residential planned community designation is appropriate for this parcel of land. The purpose of an RPC is to encourage large-scale developments using design ingenuity to create superior living environments while protecting existing and future developments and achieving the goals of the comprehensive plan. This application is consistent with the stated purpose of an RPC zoning designation. B, the proposed development is in accordance with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan in that, one, it is located in the environmentally sensitive developing district where future growth is directed. Two, the development will be served by central sewer and by central water provided by Tidewater Utilities. Three, the adjacent and nearby properties are already developed with extensive residential uses. Four, the development is consistent with the plan's housing element and community design element in that it provides a range of housing for permanent residents to serve the existing and projected demand for housing in the area, including moderately priced housing as encouraged by the Sussex County MPHU ordinance. Five, the 102 residential unit density proposed is significantly less than that permitted by the RPC ordinance in the MR zoning district. Six, the plan recognizes that higher residential density is appropriate for sites in a development district in order to obtain the plan's goal of preserving agriculture areas by concentrating development in the planned development district. Seven, as noted by the Office of State Planning in its letter of December 7, 2005, the location of the development is an infill site with existing or approved development almost entirely surrounding it. Eight, the state indicated in its plus letter of state dated September 15, 2005, that the state has no objections to the requested MRRPC. Nine, the State Division of Historic and Cultural Affairs commended the developer for avoiding and protecting areas identified as possible archaeological sites. 10, the State Department of Agriculture has no objection to the project and indicated appreciation for the developer's efforts to reduce impact on forest lands on site. 11, that extensive residential use exists in the area, including Herring Creek Estates, Pine Water Farms, Angola by the Bay, Lockwood, and Holly Lake Campground. A campground containing approximately 1,040 feet by 50-foot campsites. C, the requested change of zone promotes health, safety, moral, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the present and future inhabitants of Sussex County based on the evidence and testimony presented by the applicant, including the following. One, adequate fire, police, protection are available nearby. Two, that the character of the area is appropriate for the proposed development. There are existing residential developments surrounding the site. Three, the development is consistent with the historic trend of development in the area and with the intended plan for future development as stated in the comprehensive plan. Four, the adequate central water and central sewer facilities and capacities are available and that there will be no adverse impact on nearby properties. Five, that adequate utility services and shopping areas are conveniently accessible from the site. six, that the development will provide a substantial direct economic impact to Sussex County in terms of sewer fees, property taxes, and transfer taxes, and will create a significant secondary economic impact. Seven, that the property is located in an existing residential area, and the proposed development will have no adverse effect on the uses or values of existing property and will conserve property values. Eight, natural resources will be conserved and there will be no adverse environmental impact. Central sewer and water will be provided and stormwater management will be designed in full compliance with the requirements of all state and county agencies. Nine, that the density and design of the development will provide residential housing at an appropriate density in a planned development area, thus providing protection of agricultural lands elsewhere in the county as intended by the land use plan. And 10, entrance and roadway improvements shall be in accordance with the requirements of DLDOT, and the development will have no significant traffic impact. They were findings and suggested proposed conditions. There will be no more than 102 multifamily units within the development. Two, the applicants shall form a condominium association which will be part of the Burton Pond Communities Homeowners Association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas, including an environmental management plan for Burton's Pond as stated in condition number 15. Three, the development shall be served by a central sewer system as defined by the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance, designed in accordance with Sussex County Engineering Department specifications and in conformity with all DENREC regulations. Four, the development shall be served by a publicly regulated central water system providing drinking water and fire protection as required by applicable regulations. Five, stormwater management and erosion and sediment control shall be constructed in accordance with applicable state and county requirements. The applicant, its successors, and assigned shall operate the stormwater management facilities utilizing best management practices to provide groundwater recharge. Six, all entrance, intersections, roadway improvements, and multimodal facilities required by DLDOT shall be completed by the applicant as required by DLDOT. Seven, the recreational amenities shall be constructed and open to use by residents within 2 years of the issuance of the first residential building permit. Eight, street lighting shall be provided and the location of the street lights shall be shown on the final site plan. Nine, sidewalks shall be installed on both sides of all streets within the development and shall be shown on the final site plan. 10, the undisturbed forested area shall be shown on the final site plan. 11, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Department. 12, a school bus stop area with parking shall be located within the development. The developer shall coordinate and cooperate with the local school district's transportation manager to establish a school bus stop area. The location of the bus stop area with the approval of the local school district shall be shown on the final site plan. 13, the applicant shall provide agricultural buffers and wetland buffers in accordance with applicable regulations. 14, as referenced by the applicant, the developer will make application to participate in the Sussex County Moderately Priced Housing Unit, MPHU program, and will designate 20 of the 102 approved units as MPHU in accordance with the ordinance. 15, as represented by the applicant shall establish an environmental management plan for Burton's Pond, including designing and implementing monitoring and management strategies for the pond and its watershed. This responsibility shall be transferred to the Homeowners Association and an adequate budget shall be established to accomplish the intent of the plan. 16, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. 17, the developer will design and install a landscape buffer of berms and plantings running south to north along the entire property boundary with Route 24. 18, the developer will design and install a landscape buffer of berms and plantings running east to west along the entire boundary with the relocated Sloan Road. 19, the developer will install a 6-foot beige vinyl fence along the east to west boundary where the proposed building area is closest to the Brandywood community. 20, as represented by the applicant, the use of Burton's Pond will be subject to the following conditions. A, watercraft shall be limited to fishing boats with electric motors and non-motorized watercraft. B, fishing shall be limited to catch and release except for state designated citation fish. C, watercraft used on Burns Pond or watercraft use of Burns Pond by community residents shall be limited to a maximum of 30 watercraft at any one time. The Homeowners Association will establish a system of ownership or registration to implement this policy. D, hunting will not be permitted on Burton's Pond and signs will be posted. 21, the interior street design shall be in accordance with or exceed Sussex County street design requirements and or specifications. Street design shall include curbs, sidewalks, and street lighting. 22, the applicant shall submit as part of the site plan review a landscape plan showing the proposed tree and shrub landscape design. 23, construction, site work, grading, and deliveries of construction materials, landscaping materials, and fill on off or to the property shall only occur from Monday through Saturday and only between the hours of 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. 24, the agricultural use notice shall be included in condominium documents or instruments of conveyance. 25, site plan review by the Planning and Zoning Commission shall be required for the master plan and each phase of the proposed development. 26, the RPC shall expire after 5 years if not substantially underway, as provided by 99-40E of the subdivision ordinance to be similar to a subdivision application. And that's all I have, gentlemen.
Gentlemen, you've heard Mr. Lank read reasons for and reasons against. Questions or comments? Mr. Cole?
No.
Mr. Phillips?
No.
Mr. Rogers?
No.
Mr. Jones?
Yes. Lawrence, if you go back to the proposed conditions, number two, I think they also included in their presentation that the maintenance would be all of the dam, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that would include the environmental management plan for Burton's Pond, which would be continued into condition number 15, which was offered by the applicants.
That would take care of that?
Yeah, that should take care of it. The applicant will establish environmental management plan for design and implementing monitoring management strategies for the pond. And that's pretty much the way it was presented at the public hearing.
All right. Also, number 14, when we talk about the moderate, should we put in there that they're going to be required to not wait until the end? Where would that be taken care of through Bill Gates' office?
It should be taken care of through Bill's office. He's the one that implements the MPHE ordinance.
Okay.
And that's a voluntary offering by them?
Well, it says
it's offered by the applicant in presentation of both commission and council that they would do that.
It's not voluntary now, not as it, when it becomes a condition.
It would be as a condition if it was passed.
Right. His question was, is it voluntary? No, it wouldn't be if it's adopted like this.
Right. It would be mandatory.
No, it would become a condition. It becomes mandatory.
Right.
Right. I understand.
I got the only other question when we talk about the boat ramp. Is that considered, you know, the boat ramp in the public, you know, that hooks up to and the parking lot?
It's actually on private property.
It's all private property.
It's on private property.
But it was offered to be utilized by the public.
Right. Do we need to put that?
We can. It's not included. That's true. And I don't think that's under the environment. It might be under the environmental management plan, but I'd have to go through the whole document.
I mean, yeah, that it was huge. And I just, yeah.
Let's see. Well, it makes reference. It could be an additional item under 20.
Okay.
But it says watercraft references and how they're limited, fishing right. As they're limited, watercraft use.
Right. I guess I'm more concerned if they offer to make sure it stays open for the public, that, you know, if that stipulation be put in.
As presented by the applicant.
Right.
Well, why don't you add E that just says pond will be... the developers will provide public access to the pond or something like that. And that then it's site plan approval, they could address it. Just add another one after D on number 20.
That's what I was doing, just trying to write it out.
Yeah. All right.
And number E could read, and you can correct me if you so desire, as presented by the applicant. The developer shall provide public access to the pond. Is that okay?
I think that would be sufficient. do we need to reference the, they also said that instead of removing the 3.3 part of forest, that they're going to back it down, according to the state planning office, to a quarter acre. Do we need to state that, or does that be site plan review?
That should be okay under site plan review, because they've covered the amount of, they moved everything pretty much out of the forest.
Right. I mean, if you look at it, it's only 10 acres. of
just doesn't
two
say
acres,
how much
10
it
acres
is.
Are proposed for it.
Yeah, it said the undisturbed forest area shall be shown on the site, final site plan.
And the cemetery, do we need to protect that and make it for public, you know, or is that done on, also under site plan review?
Well, if it'd be better that it's referenced.
Okay.
That should be a number 27.
And how about on number 23, Mr. Jones, since you're taking such an interest in this one, the construction and site work? Even Saturday is 7 to 6 o'clock p.m. That seems awful late on a Saturday. Nice to get
Monday, we make it Monday to Friday most times, Mr. Cole.
Well, I know. I'm just citing it. If you're, right. you're changing something, you might want to address 23 on the hours of operation.
Right. Well, I just gone through the book and I hadn't got to that part.
I didn't want to slip by.
No.
Did you want to change that? Change it?
Well, let's let Lawrence get one thing done, then we'll go to that.
Okay. Well, while he's working on it, I was just bringing that up.
I agree.
What do you think it should be?
Friday. Monday through Friday. That's what we've done in the past. That's what we've done in the past before.
So you're saying Friday, huh?
You have a consensus from the council? You want to do it by consensus?
What on 23 you're talking about, Dale?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
I don't have any problem
with anybody that. Anybody object to that? What was that?
Number 23.
Monday through Friday, 7 to 6.
Just make it Friday?
Monday through Friday. Make it simple.
On the cemetery, mm-hmm. again, if you so approve, I noted the existing cemetery shall be protected and maintained by the developer and or the homeowner association, just to put it in the record, and shall be designated on the site plan. That would be the final site plan.
That's all, Mr. Jones?
Yes.
All right. Mr. Blank?
Sir.
My concern was I see the realignment for the new road that they're going to join Holly Mount and Pine Water Farms. Back here on, I think the opposition was they would like to see a buffer, and I presume that's on that new road that will be adjoining where the two come together there. And on my map, I cannot find where's Sloan Road.
Sloan Road is the road to go right into Pine Water Farm.
Well, that's the one.
Yeah, they're all set. This would be the where this is the old 48.
That's the old one, okay.
And this would be Sloan.
This is a new one here. Which is Sloan? This one?
Yep. This is the relocation. What they're doing to create an intersection, getting away from all.
Okay, but they're going to be coming in this new road.
Right.
Okay. Is there a buffer or anything there?
Yeah, that's one of the conditions.
Which one is that?
The developer will design and install a landscape. That's number 18. The landscape buffer, berms, and plantings running east to west along the entire property boundary with the relocated Sloan Road.
Okay, is that just seedlings? Is that something of size to it? What's that really? What's that mean?
Okay,
to clarify.
I'm asking Mr. Lang.
Again, to clarify that, you could add number 28 and state that a landscape. And I think I did put that in though. Yeah, I did. Number 22. The applicant shall submit a part of a site plan review, a landscape plan showing a proposed tree and shrub landscape design.
Okay.
Then the commission has to approve.
Hopefully the commission then would require them to be of some size instead of just small seedlings. Something that's low growth, something that's already got some height to it.
Yeah, and it's going to be burned also.
Okay.
In there.
Very good. Well, will that cover it?
That should.
Okay. I think it's all my questions. Any other questions?
How many conditions do we end up with, Mr. Lane? 28?
You end up with 27 conditions and an E under 20. That's in reference to the public access. There's actually a total of 27.
If you would read the title, please.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to an MRRPC medium density residential district residential plan community for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 41.94 acres more or less.
I make a motion we approve CZ-1610 with the conditions as stated by Mr. Lang.
Second.
Which would be 27 with two of them, one added, one amended.
I have a motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips, to approve CZ-1610 with the 27 conditions and whatever the number it was, E, that was added on.
27.
It was E under number 20.
E under number 20 and the 27 conditions. Any questions on the motion? Mr. Cole.
As it's been pointed out earlier today, I've supported some recent rezonings, upzonings. And the reason is because through the county council's majority decisions, the characters of these areas had changed. And therefore, you know, because of roadway improvements and other changes, and like housing, et cetera, you can, you have to look at an area differently. So in this case, though, the trend has not been for multifamily development or big houses or apartments. This area, is the trend continues to be single-family homes. So I support P&Z's findings. Route 24 is still heavy with traffic, and there's no major improvements planned except this intersection, and that's not still going to relieve any of the traffic burden. A change of zone increases the density, and it's not desirable, and it would also set a precedent for future requests. There are currently no MR zoned lands in the close proximity, and that again would be again a set of precedent for rezonings and changes. So my decision would be to support planning and zoning and their findings.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips.
I vote yes, it conforms with the land use plan.
Mr. Rogers?
Based on the record recommendation of Planning and Zoning Commission, I vote no.
Mr. Jones?
If you look at the report from the State Planning Office, they they approved the project. The developer is spending $1.9 million in road improvements, which would certainly not happen for years and years and years. There's 75% of the open space on this particular project, or 31.8 acres, with only 10 acres being developed, with the woods being undisturbed. There is 20 units of affordable housing, which we do desperately need in this county, and it does meet the land use plan. My vote is yes.
Even though 53% of this is in level four, I would have rather seen single family homes there, but they would have had to take down 12 acres of woodland, and by putting the townhouses there, they can, I think it's less than a half acre that they will be disturbing. They are doing, as the applicant admitted, that it's a real bad intersection there. They're proposed to put about $1.9 million in the improvement of that intersection, which should make it a whole lot safer. With the berms, the buffers and things that they're putting in, that should eliminate the people that are driving back to Pinewater having to look at that. They have been very cooperative with the state agencies. Archaeological or SHPO said that they congratulated them on staying out of the site that they thought it could have some historical value. And even though it's in level four, it's still 1.67 units per acre, which is less than what's already permitted. So with all of that, I hope that states my reasons for for voting yes. My vote is yes. Motion is carried.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a sewage treatment plant to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broad Kill 100, Sussex County, containing 74.61 acres, more or less.
This application for condition use 1724 for North Milton Development Group 2 was reviewed in public hearing before the Planning and Zoning Commission on January 25th of 07. Council held public hearing on February 13th of 07. Commission rendered a decision on July 18th of 07. In rendering that decision, Mr. Burton stated he would move. Back up a second. Mr. Burton made a statement that prior to making a recommendation on these applications, that this project is the biggest project that the Planning and Zoning Commission has ever seen. But because of the size of the development, he feels certain there will be ramifications on the town of Milton and the county. And that it is his belief that this project, although big in size, has met all the county ordinances, land uses, and is also within the governor's livable Delaware plan. So in reference to this application and the six total applications, Mr. Burton stated in reference to this application that he would move that the commission recommend approval of condition 1724 for North Milton Development Group 2 for a sewage treatment plant based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed use of the subject property as a sewage treatment plant is generally of a public or semi-public character and is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the neighboring properties and the county. Two, the regional sewage treatment plant will possess sufficient capacity to serve a substantial volume of users beyond the boundaries of the development proposed to be served by the plant. The regional sewage treatment plant, with the stipulations and conditions placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact upon the county or its residents. So a treatment plant will be designed to minimize environmental impacts. Significant buffers will be provided from all wetland areas. No wetland areas on the subject property will be disturbed without a valid federal or state permit. The proposed regional sewage treatment plant and its collection and disposal system will be reviewed and approved by DENREC and shall be designed and constructed in accordance with all other applicable federal, state, and county requirements, including those mandated by DENREC and other agencies having jurisdiction over the use. The proposed use is subject to review and approval of the Public Service Commission. And seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. One, the proposed regional sewage treatment plant and its collection and disposal systems shall be reviewed and approved by DENREC and shall be designed and constructed in accordance with all other applicable federal, state, and county requirements, including those mandated by DENREC and other agencies having jurisdiction over same. Two, because the applicant did not apply for a water treatment plant as part of this conditional use, one shall not be permitted on this site unless approved under a separate conditional use application. Three, the treatment plant building shall appear to be an agricultural building. Four, all improvements for collection, treatment, and disposal of sanitary waste shall be constructed and maintained in accordance with the requirements of the Sussex County Engineering Department, if any, and the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, and any other governmental agency with jurisdiction over the use of the site or any modification thereto. Five, there shall be forested buffers of at least 30 feet from all property lines. Any lagoons, rapid infiltration basins, or similar structures shall be located at least 100 feet from any dwellings. Six, one lighted sign shall be permitted on each site, not to exceed 32 square feet in size. Seven, with the exception of emergency generators that may be located on the site, all the equipment needed in the operation of the facility shall be located indoors. The generators shall be housed in enclosures to reduce noise. Eight, any security lighting shall be screened so that it does not shine onto neighboring properties or county roads. And nine, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. With a motion and a second, carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that this application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated. That motion carried 5-0. That's all I have.
Questions, Mr. Cole?
My only question would be, this is in conjunction with the rest of these, how many applications is there totally? Six total. I think we should be hearing this last because it's the treatment facility. If the other stuff gets approved, then we ought to then deal with the treatment. But just for the sake of argument, this could be approved, and the rest of the development could be denied, and we're stuck with this treatment plan. So why don't we just defer this, put it on the shelf for a minute. We've heard Mr. Lank, we don't have to hear this again, and then just bring it back up after we've voted on all the residential and the development part of it.
I have no problem with that. Anybody got a problem with that?
That makes more sense, I think, to logically go through this application.
And I need a motion to...
Did you put it that way, to get infrastructure before the building? Is that what you did?
No, just put them on the identical.
I'm just thinking it's a poor
way to shook out, right?
Would you make a motion then, Mr. Cole, to defer on this?
We defer till the end of till later in the day, right? How do you want to say that?
That's fine.
Just defer, we can bring it up later, right?
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, seconded by... Second, Mr. Rogers, to defer on this till the
end of the meeting.
End of the meeting.
I mean, end of the residential. I mean,
thank you, Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Problem. Yes.
Mr. Jones.
Okay.
Yes. Motion carried. condition use 1725.
This is an application of Harry Isaacs Jr. to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for land application of sludge, treated sludge, or any material containing these materials by spray irrigation.
Probably the same situation that Mr. Dukes would occur here also. I think it's still more of the infrastructure needed for the development.
Read it, right. Mr. Lank. We'll then make a motion.
Go ahead and read it. Okay. I think I left off with spray irrigation.
Then when we come back to it, we're just going to call for a vote.
Right. Okay. Yeah,
to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100 and Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 1,739.779 acres, more or less, lying on both sides of Route 16, both sides of Route 30, both sides of Road 231, east of Road 212, and both sides of Route 38. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of conditional use number 1725 for Harry Isaacs Jr. for land application of sludge, treated sludge, or any material containing these materials by spray irrigation, based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, the proposed use of the subject property is generally of a public and semi-public character and is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare of the neighboring properties and the county. This use will create a disposal area for treated wastewater that will have sufficient capacity to serve a substantial volume of users beyond the boundaries of the development proposed to be served by the plant and disposal area. Three, the use with the stipulations and conditions placed upon it will not have any adverse impact upon the county or its residents. Four, the wastewater disposal system will be designed to minimize environmental impacts. Significant buffers will be provided from any wetland areas, and no wetland areas on the subject property will be disturbed without a valid federal or state permit. Five, the proposed regional sewage treatment plant and its collection and disposal systems will be reviewed and approved by DENREC and shall be designed and constructed in accordance with all applicable federal, state, and county requirements, including those mandated by DENREC and other agencies having jurisdiction over it. Six, the proposed use is subject to the review and approval of the Public Service Commission. Seven, the property is currently used for agricultural purposes. That underlying use will not be changed as a result of the conditional use. Eight, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. One, the use shall be reviewed and approved by DENREC and shall be designed and constructed in accordance with all other applicable federal, state, and county requirements, including those mandated by DENREC and other agencies having jurisdiction over it. Two, any structures on the properties that are part of this application shall appear to be an agricultural building. Three, all improvements for transmission and disposal of treated wastewater shall be constructed and maintained in accordance with the requirements of the Sussex County Engineering Department, if any, and the Delaware Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, and any other governmental agency with jurisdiction over the use of the site or any modification thereto. Four, there shall be no spray irrigation within 30 feet of all property lines. Five, the application of treated wastewater shall be from center pivot or similar type spray irrigation rigs only. Six, the wastewater applied to the land shall be treated to a level permitting unlimited public access. Seven, no lagoons or storage of wastewater or sludge shall be permitted on the properties that are the subject of this conditional use. Eight, as stated during the applicant's presentation, the irrigation rate shall be determined by crop utilization and uptake limits rather than by wastewater disposal needs. Nine, the final site plan shall be subject to review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to council with a recommendation that this application be approved for the reasons and with the conditions stated, and that motion carried 5-0.
Is that it?
I got a question.
You've got questions, or should
yeah,
we just
I
wait?
Will, yeah. Yeah. Is that all you got?
Yep.
Okay. Mr. Cole, questions or comments?
No, just...
For the benefit of Mr. Phillips, the first one we deferred on because it's a spare irrigation until after we vote on the subdivision, and then we'll come back to this. Mr. Phillips, you got questions or comments? Mr. Rogers.
Yes. You guys making reference to number 4 and 5 in your conditions. Speaking of Denrac deal, Denrac already controls that, so in existing systems would have to be modified. So shouldn't we just delete that?
You mean number 4, which said 30 feet from all property line?
Yeah, because that's already in place and managed by Denrac, and they're pretty strict about it.
It could be struck.
That one and also the one right behind it, 5, because all these irrigation systems for this spray irrigation can't work off a center pivot point. Some of them are, you know, next to a woods or something, the way the pivot is, and it goes.
I think that was the understanding the way it was presented. Mm-hmm. Huh? I'm assuming that's the way
it
was
presented. From knowing the property, I don't think that's going to.
That's fine. That was Mr. Burton's motion, and it was approved.
Is there a consensus to strike number 4 and 5?
I say that.
Any opposition? So carried. Take 4 and 5 out, Mr. Lank. Anything else, Mr. Rogers?
No, sir.
Mr. Jones?
No. I'd still like to make a motion to defer on this one also with the
I have a motion from Mr. Cole, seconded by Mr. Rogers, to defer till the end of the meeting on CU 1725. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Next to Mr. Lang.
Get a drink.
Moving too fast for me?
Yeah. Next item is change of zone number 1615, the application of North Milton Development Group 2 to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C1 general commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, for land lying north of Route 16. 1,800 feet east of Route 30, and to be located on 35.7 acres, more or less. This is a short one. Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change of zone 1615 for North Milton Development Group 2 to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 agricultural residential to C1 general commercial based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, commercial zoning is appropriate for this parcel of land and that it is located along Route 16, which is a significant roadway. In addition, the location of the development is convenient to other major roadways such as Route 1 and Route 30. It is also in close proximity to the existing residential and commercial areas in the town of Milton. Two, the property is in a developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. Three, the change in zone will be in character with the developing nature of the area because it will be part of a larger project which provides a varied blend of alternative housing designs, complementary commercial neighborhood retail uses, extensive recreational facilities, and natural and open space features that will be part of a master plan community. Four, the developer will be required to comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, including the recommendations set forth in the McCormick and Taylor Traffic Impact Study, dated May 31st of 2007, as accepted by the State of Delaware Department of Transportation on June 1st of 2007. In addition, the developer must comply with any additional requirements established by DLDOT and any other federal, state, and or local agencies. Five, the integration of permitted commercial uses into the larger North Milton or Elizabethtown project will reduce the number of vehicle trips required by residents of that project, since the commercial uses, including retail, entertainment, groceries, etc., all be within walking distance of numerous residential units. 6, the site plan for any proposed commercial use of this property must still be reviewed and approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission. The commission will have an opportunity to carefully review any proposed site plan for conformity with the representations made by the applicant during the hearing and to determine compliance with all applicable zoning ordinances. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to the Sussex County Council with a recommendation that this application be approved for the reasons stated, and that motion carried 5-0.
What do I got?
That's all I have on this application, sir.
Comments or questions, Mr. Cole?
No.
Mr. Phillips?
No.
Mr. Rogers? No. Mr. Jones?
No.
Nope.
No.
Read the title.
An ordinance to amend, we're on 15, right? An ordinance
16,
to
15, yes.
15, yeah.
16, 15.
Yes. An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C1 general commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broghill 100, Sussex County, containing 35.7 acres more or less.
I make a motion we approve CZ-1615 as stated.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Phillips, to approve CZ-1615 as Mr. Lank so presented. Any questions? Being none, Mr. Cole.
These comments will probably be good for all three or four, whatever we got here left.
Right.
My vote is no, because I concur with the town of Milton, where they're concerned about the magnitude of the project, and that the project area is within the town of Milton's comprehensive plan growth zone. The Public Service Commission stated the project is also located in the town of Milton, designates it as a service territory. And it's got some other things. The State Delaware Planning and Coordination Office is concerned also about the impacts of this on the town. When you take the total cumulative effect of what they're proposing here today with the commercial and residential, it is almost 3,800 residential units, 440,000 square feet of commercial space, and it's immediately next to the town. And where I think we've fallen down, the county and we should have had ways to discuss this, and it should have been the county and the developer and the town should have been, you know, meeting and discussing these impacts. And at one time we did have it where we were supposed to an ordinance in a past land use plan, and I don't know if it's still active, but where we were supposed to work with the towns, and I have seen no cooperation and no meetings and stuff. So I'll have to vote no, because I still think this is going to have such a negative impact on the town of Milton, and Milton's not involved in the planning. So my vote's no.
Mr. Phillips?
Based on the record and the unanimous recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers?
I'd like to not rebut or debate Mr. Cole, but the developer went to the town numerous times and literally begged them to take this into their town limits and annex it. State plan.
Oh, you might want to hold that statement when he gets back.
state write plan. It down and hand it to him so he understands.
Through the looper process, through the plus process, the state planning made the statement that this could have been a model for the future development of Delaware, but originally it was thought to be within the town limits of Milton, and they would have enjoyed the tax base of it, which they elected not to do. Also, water and sewer was offered to the town, which is in dire, it's been a bad situation at this time. However, with that said, based on the recommendation of planning and zoning and their unanimous decision, I vote yes for 1615.
Mr. Jones?
I have to agree with Mr. Rogers. The town of Milton certainly had the chance. For about 3 years had the chance, probably, or at least two anyway. If they wanted it that bad, then they should have certainly pursued it with a developer. I think, again, this is just part of the big picture. My vote is yes.
With that being repetitious, I agree with the comments that Mr. Rogers made and Mr. Jones, and also the reasons Mr. Phillips gave. My vote is yes. Motion is carried. 1616, Mr. Lang.
Change zone 1616, the application of North Milton Development Group 2 and 1630 Ventures, LLC, to amend the comprehensive zoning map from an AR1 agriculture residential district to a C1 general commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County. The land lying into the southeast corner of Route 16 and Route 30, and also south of Route 16, to be located on 56.48 acres, more or less. On this application, Mr. Burton stated he would move that the commission recommend approval of change zone 1616 for North Milton Development Group 2 and 1630 Ventures LLC to amend the comprehensive zoning map from AR1 agriculture residential to C1 general commercial based upon the record and for the following reasons. 1, commercial zoning is appropriate for this parcel of land in that it is located along Route 16, which is a significant roadway. In addition, the location of the development is convenient to major roadways such as Route 1 and Route 30. It is also in close proximity to the existing residential commercial areas in the town of Milton. 2, the property is in a developing area according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Land Use Plan. 3, the change of zone will be in character with the developing nature of the area because it will be part of a larger project which provides a varied blend of alternative housing designs, complementary commercial neighborhood retail uses, extensive recreational facilities, and natural and open space features that would be part of a master planned community. 4, the developer will be required to comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, including the recommendations set forth in the McCormick-Taylor traffic impact study dated May 31st of 2007, as accepted by the State of Delaware Department of Transportation on June 1st of 2007. In addition, the developer must comply with any additional requirements established by DLDOT and any other federal, state, and or local agencies. 5, the integration of permitted commercial uses into the larger North Milton or Elizabethtown project will reduce the number of vehicle trips required by the residents of that project, since commercial uses, including retail, entertainment, groceries, etc., will all be within walking distance of numerous residential units. 6, the site plan for any proposed commercial use of this project must still be reviewed and approved by the Planning and Zoning Commission. The Commission will have an opportunity to carefully review any proposed site plan for conformity with a representation made by the applicant during the hearing and to determine compliance with all applicable zoning ordinances. There was a motion, a second, and carried unanimously to forward this application to Council with a recommendation that this application be approved for the reasons stated in that motion carried 5-0. That's all I have.
Questions, comments from Mr. Lank? Mr. Cole?
Nope.
Mr. Phillips?
Nope.
Mr. Rogers?
No.
Mr. Jones?
No.
Read the title.
An ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a C1 general commercial district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 56.48 acres, more or less.
I make a motion we approve CZ-1616 as stated by Mr. Lank.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Jones, second, Mr. Phillips, to approve CZ-1616. Any questions? Being none, Mr. Cole.
Similar comments, the concerns of the city of Milton and the impacts. The state office planning actually recommends that this plan moves forward, that the developer, the county, and the town of Milton should meet. That's what I said earlier, Mr. Rogers. Not that the town had met with them, but all three of them, and I've yet to see any of that occur. And so my concern is the impacts on the town of Milton, especially this large commercial area, in conjunction with obviously the residential, but it's going to have a big negative impact.
Mr. Phillips.
Based on the record and unanimous recommendation of planning and zoning, I vote yes.
Mr. Rogers.
Based on record and recommendation of planning and zoning and my previous statements, I vote yes.
Mr. Jones.
As previously stated and also by approved by P&Z with the 6 facts and findings, my vote is yes also.
Based on the recommendations from P&Z and my vote is yes, motion is carried.
Next item.